60. Godly Living. John 8, 3 through 12. Does Jesus conclude that I have left my life of sin when he examines my life and heart? The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law of Moses, it commands us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you." Jesus declared, "Go now and leave your life of sin." When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Insight. After seeing my story on YouTube, a man wrote to me in anguish of soul. Quote, "I am as the seed upon the rock. I have failed him so many times and don't have the strength to turn from a recurring sin. Like a dog to its vomit, I am sick. I know hell awaits me and there is no peace in my heart of hearts. I am a fool to pursue being a slave to flesh when I can be a son to my Creator who authentically loves me and won't abandon me. This poor soul is in bondage, but he has something wonderful going for him. He still knows the truth about the consequences of his sin. He is far better off than the multitudes who keep right on going in their sin, thinking they are, quote, covered under grace, or those with corrupt consciences. He knows the truth about Paul's warnings in Galatians 5:19 through 21, Galatians 6:8, and Ephesians 5:3 through 6, and he realizes a real hell awaits him if he doesn't stop living in his sin. Notice Jesus indeed forgave the woman of her adulterous sin, but then he commanded her to stop doing it. He did not leave her with even the slightest impression that she could continue in her sin and remain in his love and forgiveness or avoid future condemnation. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This teaching shows us that Christ abolished the external regulations of the law, yet not our need to uphold the moral law. The Pharisees were right about the law, and she indeed should have been stoned to death for her adultery. See Leviticus 20, verse 10. Contrary to false teaching, Christ's grace gives us the power to stop sinning, which is why Jesus said in John 8:36, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The Apostle John said in 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. Christ's grace is not permission to keep sinning. That is called false carnal Christianity, and it results either before we are truly born again and made new, or while we are still baby Christians, but we can't stay that way. While we may still stumble into a sin or yield to a temptation, true born-again, spirit-filled followers of Christ mature and cannot continue to practice their old sins. According to verses like Romans 8, 9 through 10, 1 John 3, 4 through 10, 2 Timothy 2, 19, and Titus 1, 16, people who continue in their sin cannot even consider themselves to be Christians. As uncomfortable as this may be, it is a black and white word from God and warning against deception. If we are trapped in sin, Jesus said we are a slave and we will have no permanent place in the family. See John 8, 31 through 36. You may look like a part of the family in the here and now, but in the end, you will be thrown out as one who had no wedding clothes, just like the man in Matthew 22, 12. If this applies to you, turn from it now in repentance, as if coming to Christ for the first time. Do not be deceived. Perhaps you've not been born again into newness of life, and you do not yet have the Spirit of Christ in you. See Romans 8, 9, Jude 1, 19, and 2 Corinthians 13, 5. He is the only one who can set you free from slavery to sin. You must forsake your sin, humble yourself before God, and ask Christ to fill you with His Spirit. And you must be willing to surrender your life and obey Him. If the Spirit of Christ is in you, you must then walk in the self-control provided by the Spirit. See Romans 8, 12 and Galatians 5, 22. And you will become increasingly holy. Eyes upon Jesus, look full.